Hi there. The word for you today is prayer, not pressure, changes people. In 2 Corinthians 3 and 18, Paul writes, "But we all are changed by the Spirit of the Lord." Jesus asked the question in Matthew 7 verse 3, "Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?" What's he saying? Simply this: expecting more out of people than they're able to give will hurt your relationships, not help them. People need the freedom to be who they are. Now, that doesn't mean they don't need or want to change, But nobody appreciates being given the message, even subtly, that they must change in order to be loved and accepted. We're more likely to change for those who are willing to accept us with our shortcomings than for those who demand that we live by their rules. One thing's for sure: God won't change the people we're trying to change until we adopt a hands-off policy. We must get out of his way and let him work. Even when we think we're hiding our disapproval, people still feel it. It's in our voice and body language. Hey, prayer is the great change agent, not pressure. If we truly love people, we'll pray for them and allow God to work on them his way, on his schedule, and for his glory. Many of the people who irritate us are simply just being themselves. Their personality simply doesn't mesh with ours. Sometimes we want them to change when we need them to change. Often, the things we require in other people are already available for us to enjoy, if only we'll stop judging them. For change to be lasting, it must come from the inside out. And there's only one person who can do that, The Spirit of God. Paul writes, 2 Corinthians 3:18, "But we are all changed by the Spirit of the Lord."